But now...
Stay back,
Ayark told her companions.
I will explain later. Stay back, and beware.
The Tuscans shifted anxiously but complied, moving back toward the depression. Ben? The air shaper asked Hairyface now, frightened and puzzled.
Ben!
Ayark said, looking again at the silvery weapon barely visible within his cloak.
You are Ben.
Annalene had thought she was past the point of shock, but hearing basic words in the braying voice of a sand person was yet another stunner. Ben simply nodded.
You would know the words, wouldn't you?
He said carefully. His voice was soothing, as smooth as when he'd spoken earlier to Ayark's companions. Somehow, they'd understood and complied. Annalene gawked. Who is this guy?
Perhaps you can understand this,
Ben said, pointing to the body behind Ayark. This woman, Annalene, did not shoot your son. You know the burns. That mark was from a long-range rifle. Ayark did not turn to look.
One settler killed. All settlers killed.
You are mistaken.
This wasn't something to debate, Annalene thought. She'd certainly shot at plenty of Tuscans earlier at the claim. Ben seemed to want to diffuse the immediate tension, at least with his words. His body remained poised, ready to act, although Annalene didn't know what an unarmed man could do against the Tuscan woman and her band.
The Tuscan woman.
Annalene looked at Ayark, seen before through a mist of fire retardant and by others only amid panic. As far as Annalene had ever heard, Tuscans had distinct gender roles. Males fought. Women tended the banthas. The few images she'd seen showed Tuscan females dressed in even bulkier outfits, their hoods pulled down over large faceplates. But the one-eyed Tuscan before them was outfitted as all the others, save for the lack of bandolier. Ben pointed to the suns, creeping closer to the heights of the western Jundland. He spoke in simple terms, matching the Tuscans.
You struck. The settler struck. The day ends. We will depart.
He nodded to the east, where hooting and hollering had commenced beyond the hillside.
We depart, and you depart, he added ominously. While you can.
Ayark looked down at the Gaddurfi stick in her hands. It had belonged to her father. And it had not saved him. Nor had it saved her son. It was right to plunge its point into humans, to crush them with its bulk, to grind their bones with its flanges. Hairyface Ben might have the power to kill her. She would die, but the others would live, and they would exact a price. But then... Ayark thought again of the magic weapon the man carried, and the last time she had seen one. She wanted to know more, but knowledge could not come from a dead wizard. And if the human cheers over the ridge meant the rest of the band was gone, then Ayark and the survivors could not linger. Ayark turned back to Adin. Handing her Gaddurfi to another, she heaved the corpse from the ground.
Where depart? And you depart,
Ayark said,
while you can.
"48,"
Mullen said.
48!
Orin looked down at the canyon floor as he descended the rocky stair.
That the head count?
Mullen gave a laugh. A rare guttural thing that had always made his father cringe.
I can't make any guarantees about body parts, Mullum said. Some of the Tuskies that fell hit pretty hard.
Foran surveyed the scene. It was truly a mess. The trail of Tuscan corpses wound around the corner of the gorge and out of sight. He whistled.
I didn't think this many hit us at the oasis.
There were some in camps east of the claim that Jayla G saw, Mullum said, referring to their friend in the skyhopper. I think they were in reserve to take captives, but when the Tuscans at the claim fled, they all went.
Most of the vigilantes had already made their way down here, making sure none of the injured sand people would come back to haunt them. Orin's daughter was here too, trying her best to make her way through the organic obstacle course at the foot of the eastern rock face.
Disgusting, Vika said, holding her nose. Let's get out of here.
Before Orin could respond, a shrill beep resounded from his pocket.
Just a second, he said, pulling out the comlink. How's our recon, Sky One?
All clear, Master Galt,
crackled the voice of the Skyhopper pilot. Orin had directed her to complete a wide circle.
And it looks like you were right,
Jayla said.
Annie Caldwell and that drifter were here, but they've ridden off to the west.
The west? Orin's eyebrow rose. West to Ben's place, maybe? The claim was back to the north. He thought to go after them, but then an approaching group of celebrants reminded him of what needed to come next. Rifle-toting Jabe was among them, receiving backslaps from the older settlers. Orin clicked off the comlink and smiled.
You get any, son?
I did, sir. Or I think so.
Well, pick out a prize so we can go.
Beaming, Jabe stepped toward the twin tangles of metal. The vigilantes had piled the gaffy sticks and rifles separately. The boy looked back at Orin.
You think the one that got my dad is here?
Great sons, boy. I don't know. Just pick your favorite.
While Jabe deliberated, Orin edged back to confer with Mullen.
We need any of this junk?
No, we've got plenty.
Jabe reached into the Gaddurfi pile and found a silvery specimen, shorter than the others and relatively clean.
Vika laughed.
Just your size, runt.
The others laughed at the blushing kid before surrounding him, offering